We're going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. Thank you all for coming. If we could stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, if you could call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Item two, student recognition. Mr. Addis?
Thank you, Mr. Sams. Just really proud to have all of our teachers and our students of the month present tonight, all of our principals. I want to thank everyone for their nominations. We're going to start with our primary building with Principal Eric Morris.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I have the great honor and pleasure to introduce you one of our preschool students. This is Miss Patience Johnson, and I have two members of our preschool staff here this evening. Well, three members. Mrs. Nichols and Mrs. Slaughter right over here, sorry. And then Mrs. Gregory in the back who has Jeff. But, you know, I've had the pleasure to work with Patience last year at Grill, and then when she made the transition over to primary, and she is making of a phenomenal student. We'll be glad to have her next year in kindergarten, but I don't want to steal anybody's thunder, so I'm going to turn the floor over to Mrs. Nichols and let her share.
Okay, well, when Mr. Morris asked the preschool staff to pick a student of the month, the choice was pretty obvious when we started talking about some of our options, and all three of us felt like Patience was a really good choice. And there's two things that you can guarantee with Patience every day when she gets off the bus. Number one is her pigtails. Every day, she is not Patience without her pigtails, and number two is a smile. She gets off the bus, she's so happy to be there, and she is one of the hardest workers that we've ever had in our preschool. She is working so hard every day on anything that we give her. She goes forward with it with a smile, and she is a great example. It's one of the things that we work on in preschool is being a good example to our friends. And if anybody ever needs any help, anybody ever, you know, needs anything, Patience is always right there. So that's why we chose Patience as student of the month.
At this time, we'd love to welcome Wendy Manet, one of our elementary principals.
Good evening. It's an honor to be the first and second grade principal this year working with Mr. Sackett at NES. So we're going to start with our first grade student of the month, and we have Richard Darlack. And I have to tell you, he is probably the most such a gentleman for his age. He has four sisters, and he's right in the middle. And he knows how to treat ladies, and I think it's wonderful that his mom is doing such a great job raising him up, and that's what Mrs. Bryan's going to talk about.
Well, they came to us and they said, you know, we're ready for a student of the month, and I said, I got this, because there has not been a moment that since school started, you know, we're coming together, new families, new people. He has been 100% living our expectations on a daily basis. In class, he's doing all the things that really stand out and shine and sets an example. But I've also been approached by other staff members and people in the hall pointing out his behavior. And it's gotten to the point, he's been on purple for like three straight weeks. And then the music teacher said, you need to move him up. I said, I'm going to have to create a Richard color because it's that amazing when he's at school. And I know that when he goes home, he has a little fun. You can see the sparkle in his eyes. But he works so hard all day to help others and to be kind and to be responsible and respectful and trustworthy. and he really, really deserves this award. We're so proud of him. Mrs. Martin and Ashanti Sisipan. And I have to tell you, I have had the honor to be her principal when we were at primary. She has one of the most supportive families that you will ever meet. Loving and kind and involved, and she is just an absolute precious child. So Mrs. Martin, quickly, when I put out the message, I need a second grade child, and Mrs. Martin's like, if you didn't pick one, I have one. I said, she's yours. So.
So when we got the email, I was super excited because I was thinking last year that Ashanti just deserved it, and my chance had already gone that year. So this is her third year with me, and it is just, she just is making leaps and bounds from academic to social to anything you can think of. She's just going over and above, and we are so proud of her, especially academically. She's gotten 100% on her spelling test every time so far. And her mom actually sent me her math test on Class Dojo and asked if she really did it herself because it was phenomenal. So she deserved it.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Brady Sackett, principal of our third and fourth grade.
Okay.
So I'm going to introduce everybody first, and then I'll just be here to explain the reasons for their choices. First and third grade is Addison Balgren, and Mrs. Karen Kaser will be presenting her in just a second. And then over here we have Caitlin Howell. She's our fourth grade student of the month. And in fourth grade we see several teachers from different grades, and they all wanted to come and be present during presentation tonight. So we have Mrs. Stone, Mrs. Candace, Mrs. Bonnick, and Mrs. Lowry to present. So we'll start with Addison, our third grade student of the month.
Well, in the four short weeks that I've had the pleasure of getting to know Addison, I have four adjectives to describe her. I can think of a lot more, but she, for one, is very goal-oriented. Every website challenge that I put up, she's on it every single time. She is very motivated. She does our reading counts program where they get paid to read books. First girl to turn in a reading counts report. She's very creative. On her own, she wrote me a little story where I was the star in it, and I was not afraid of mice, which that's a true story. So, not afraid of mice. So, on her own, she makes these creative, wonderful stories. And finally, very unique, because she will often find unique ways to solve math problems that, for real and true, I did not even think of. So, this is Miss Addison Balgren.
Well, the fourth grade team is very happy and very proud to honor Caitlin as our student of the month. When we started thinking about who we should pick, we kind of went back to your words, Mr. Addis, and that was get going and get good. So we challenged ourselves with that phrase to pick someone that not only started on day one, really she was there to get going, she's getting good and she's getting better and better and better. She's meeting up to your standards as well as ours. She's new to our district, and what I think is interesting is that she's quite a celebrity in the Norton area, although she didn't go to Norton schools last year. I keep running into people that know her and say, oh my goodness, you are so lucky to have Caitlin at your school. It's beyond lucky. I believe we're blessed to have her at our school. She's kind, she's considerate, she's thoughtful, she's loving, she puts others way before herself. And it's not a job for her, it's just Caitlin, that's what she does. And Mrs. Bonnick, a couple of weeks ago, she had a journal write that asked for the students to write a little bit about a new friend that they made at school this year. So I'm gonna read some of those letters that were written. One was, my new friend that I made this year is Caitlin. She is nice to me, she goes to Latchkey with me, and we love to have staring contests. We are in the same class and we get to sit next to each other. She likes to make pictures for Mrs. Stone. It is fun, she is funny, she respects me, and she loves life. That was from one student, and then the other student wrote, "My new friend this year is Caitlin. She is so nice to me. I love to play with her on the playground. Caitlin makes me laugh every day. Caitlin and I have so much in common. She is a great friend to me." So I guess in conclusion, I just want to say that I'm so happy that she's with us. I'm so excited to see where she's going, and I know her future will be wonderful. So congratulations.
Next, we have our middle school principal, Mrs. Joyce Gerber.
For our first student of the month, I would like to recognize eighth grader Julia Davenport. My connection with Julia last year, she worked as an office worker, so we've got to see her every day working and doing things for us in the office. Come basketball season, I attended a girls' basketball game, and I know Mr. Dobbins was sitting behind me, and halfway through the game, Julia didn't look quite like this, and I turned around, because elbows were flying, and she was so aggressive on the court. I said, "Is that her, Julia, from the office?" And she had come in, and she was so proper and every day, and she was aggressive on the basketball court. She's a fantastic player. So those were my experiences. Mr. L, we always go to the eighth grade team to nominate a student of the month. I told Julia, the first one of the year is kind of hard because you're making a strong impression on people very quickly. Mr. L chose Julia. So I'll move you over here next to Mr. L, Julia.
All right, I have Julia in my math class. I haven't had much time to get to know her yet, but from what I've seen, I've been very impressed with Julia. She always comes into math class. She has a positive attitude, works hard every day. I will have the privilege to work with her this year through National Junior Honor Society. She was just accepted this morning, so we're really excited about that. Because of her strong character, scholarship, leadership, service, and citizenship, that's what you need to get into that. When I was reading through the essays for National Junior Honor Society, hers stood out to me. Not only because her handwriting looks like a computer font, but also because she's very wise beyond her years. So I want to read a little bit from that essay that she gave. This is kind of how she opened up here. She said, "Have you ever heard someone say things were much different when I grew up? I have a feeling most people my age have heard this once or twice from their parents or grandparents. With such technological advances taking place in our world today, it sometimes seems like qualities such as character, leadership, scholarship, service, and citizenship have taken a back seat to Instagram and Snapchat. For this exact reason, I think it's more important now than ever to practice behaviors that exemplify these qualities." All right, and that's so true. Like I said, wise beyond her years. She's right when she mentions how social media has taken over and how it hurts many students her age. And I love the fact that she wants to replace it and with behaviors that exemplify these qualities. One other part I want to read, it says, "Nowadays it seems everyone's busy 7 days a week. Sports are a big part of everyone's lives, including myself. They provide and teach you important skills like teamwork and patience. Children my age have busy lives in school and sports, and sometimes forget about making our world and community a better place. A simple act of kindness, like helping out a food bank or donating clothes to someone in need, shows citizenship." All right, and then after that, she kind of showed some of the things she's been involved with, which I think Mr. Pritchard might know a little more about that than I do. But she's been involved in a lot of things. We'd be here all night if I went through one. But just after I read that, I'm like, she should be teaching our seven mindsets curriculum because this is what we're trying to teach our kids. And she truly understands the importance of how a young woman like herself can already impact the community. So like I said, I've not got to spend much time with her, but I look forward to seeing the impact she makes in her future. And I think Mr. Pritchard had a few words he wants to add in about Julia.
Yeah, I'm John Pritchard. I teach seventh and eighth grade, and I've had her for more than a year, and we'll have her for the rest of this year. And I also was fortunate enough to played golf with her through this summer, so it kind of was a pleasure for me. And when you have a student or someone you meet of any age that matters as much as Julia does, you need to figure out how you can learn from her, how you can be with her, how you can find out how you can gain many things, more than just me teaching her. I teach a lot of my students the idea of that we have a responsibility to community and society. Every one of us have this responsibility. I don't have to teach Julia that. She's got it. And what a wonderful first student of the month.
Next is our high school principal, Mr. Ryan Shanger.
I think it's how I'm here.
Along with Julia, though, that wasn't mentioned, she actually has her black belt in Taekwondo as well. So don't mess with her. She had that for a long time, too. So, yeah. Come on up, man. From the high school, it's my privilege to introduce everyone. This is Hannah Rao. She's a senior. And I could go on and on about all the different things that she's involved in. I know that she's involved in her church outside of school, in school, National Honor Society. She's an extremely talented musician. She has a soloist part in the marching band, in the marching band show this year. So if you get a chance to check that out, you will certainly see her front and center there. I always like to, if I have a good one, I always like to think of and share kind of a personal memory that I have of some of the students of the month. And don't worry, this isn't going to embarrass you, it's going to embarrass Dad. Because I remember my first year here, I remember you coming to a dance, Rod, and who were you carrying? Hannah, when she was just a little baby. So you know what that means? We are getting old, brother. So here she is now, 17, 18-year-old senior in high school. And one other thing that stands out, and this is why Mrs. Wagler is up here, is Hannah has actually been a school employee for the last 4 years. She's worked in our tech department as a TWE student. So Mrs. Wagler wanted to say a few things as well.
I did, thank you. We have students that we hire, a couple of students. The tech department involves me and John Steiner, the other full-time employee. And so we hire two students. Typically, the spring of their eighth grade year, and they start that summer. And Hannah's been with us since then, along with Ben Fisher, another great student. I have just really enjoyed getting to know Hannah over all this time. I had to write down some things I did not want to forget to mention. One of the things is that Hannah loves to do boring and monotonous tasks, which I absolutely love. We have to keep our hardware database very particular, very organized. And one day I said to Hannah, I said, how do you feel about making sure all the naming conventions are right? And she's like, oh yeah, I like that. Working with you, Hannah. Another thing is about Hannah is she's always so polite and respectful. It doesn't matter whether it's with me or with Mr. Steiner or with other staff, because these students are going into the classroom and helping teachers, whether kids are there or after school. She's always polite and respectful to other students as well. And you really see that, especially in her role as a TWE student. She's very responsible with her schedule. As Mr. Shanger said, she is involved in many things. During the levy meeting earlier, she sent me a remind message saying, hey, tomorrow I can work, but I'm going to be a little late because I have an honor society meeting. So she's always thinking ahead, always planning on her schedule. Somehow she seems to make it all work to where she gets to do a little bit of everything. Her personality is very light. Sometimes around the tech office, you might hear Hannah say, thank you, Captain Obvious. one time, over the summer, her and Ben were wiring some mobile carts, and I happened to come back around. I'm like, what is that noise I hear? And she had some sort of British
audiobook for my summer reading.
She was doing her audiobook for summer reading, and Ben just looked at me and said, I think she's waiting to see how long I can take it. But she's a multitasker. You know she knows how she can, you know, she can wire a cart and listen to her book on tape and still participate in all these activities. So she's super smart. I asked her earlier, so, you know, what do you think? Is this an area that you might want to go into, technology? And she said, no, I do not want to troubleshoot problems all day long. I said, you would be so good at it. She's an awesome troubleshooter. You know, they go into these classrooms and they have to think, what else could it be? What else can I try? So she's very, very smart. We're really going to miss Hannah. We not just the help, because she's been such a huge help, especially moving five buildings in 9 months, but also just her personality and just who she is. So congratulations, Hannah.
No offense, Angie, but I have teachers that are like, they got a tech question, and I'll be like, well, you know, just you know, you can give Angie a call. They're like, no, I'll just grab Hannah in the hallway.
That's true. That'd be great.
How about another round of applause for all of our great kids? So a student recognition, a student of the month recognition, is just a reminder. You know, we go through a large number of things in the school district as adults, and we do it for good reason, and that's because of the kids that are in this room. So I want to thank all of the parents and the teachers and the principals for making this happen. Thank you.
So at this point, we're going to take a short recess to congratulate the students of the month, and then at that point, whoever would like to leave at that point can go ahead and leave. All right. Thank you very much. All right. I hope everybody's comfortable. We have the air conditioning working, so thank you, Mr. Carmody, for that. Item 3, public participation. We had an individual sign up, but we don't see that individual. Does anybody else wish to speak? You have 3 minutes.
I won't even take that.
Okay.
I would just like to invite everybody here who is not here at the levy committee meeting to help us with the Norton levy. It would really help us out to have more people involved. We have several activities planned. So if you could come, our next meeting is October 4th here at 6 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Seeing none, move on to item 4, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Seeing none, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webb?
Yes.
Item 5, board business. Can I have a motion to approve the only attachment here is attachment A.
Second.
Any discussion?
I can talk just a second about that. So the board is looking to approve a readoption of a career advising. It's just a Ohio Department of Education along the lines of their college and career readiness program. So it's just the opportunities that we're providing our students grades 6 through 12 on making career decisions. So both the middle school and high school teams work together to specify all of the instructional programming that leads to career decisions for our students. So we're asking them to approve that tonight.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item 6, approval of minutes. Can I have a motion to approve attachments B and attachment C?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under item 7, treasurer's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve attachment D?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Under item 8, superintendent's recommendations, first one under personnel, can I have a motion to approve a personnel, the following resignations, items 1 through 3?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. Motion carries. Again, under personnel, can I have a motion to approve under just personnel items B, C, and D?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Motion carries. Again, under personnel, can I have a motion to approve the following supplemental and stipend positions, items E through I?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. J and K have to be separate. Can I have a motion to approve the reading intervention program?
Second.
Any discussion? I was going through that. Do you have anything further on that?
I'm sorry, for what this one is?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a program that we offer in the morning from 7:15 to 8:15 for our students who have some reading difficulties. Not necessarily teaching the material, but kind of retraining the brain on how to learn in a certain way that's most applicable to our kids.
Good. So this is excellent. Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item, this will be K. Can I have a motion to approve under the OPSI agreement, attachment F?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Any elaboration? Okay. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve the following consent agenda items, items L through N?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. Motion carries. Item 9, superintendent's report.
I would just like to talk for a minute while all of our stakeholders are here about the Ohio State report card. We had preliminary results probably come through in July, but the official results were sent on Thursday. Really proud of our teachers and our students for the accomplishments that we did make. We grew in 14 of the 23 tested areas. We grew in our index score, which really is one of the key indicators for school personnel. There are a number of issues that you can look at and argue one way or another, but one that many district leaders consider to be vital is the performance index. So we grew by a nice margin. You know, I would just ask the public to look at comparison scores. We're well aware of areas where we need continued growth. We're in the beginning the second year of a new testing and measurement program from the state. And as I mentioned in the newspapers, this is the fourth new one in my career as a superintendent. And each time school districts spend a few years catching up to the new requirements. And so there are some difficulties that districts encounter right out of the gate. Norton has, and all of the local districts have had some difficulties with this. But the fact that we grew in 14 areas says a lot about our kids and our teachers and our families and all of the work that they're doing together. Amy, do you have anything else to add in terms of the report card information?
Just speaking in general about the state of Ohio, there is a comparison page on ODE that you can look at with the state proficiency averages are. And our students at Norton are above the state averages in many of those categories. So in looking at what the state determines as proficient, overall, a lot of those levels statewide are below, and we are proud to say that our students are performing above the state average right now, which is good.
So we don't really have a formula. The state comes up with an 80% passage rate in order for you to earn, not really to earn credit, but consider passing and consider to be proficient. But in the state averages, they're much lower than 80%, and the Norton students scored higher than the state average in 20 of the 23 categories. So those are some good things that we're hanging our hats on. So that's it. I do have a couple of other administrators that have just some quick items.
Okay.
Mr. Carmody?
Yeah, one thing quick I wanted to talk about, because I'm getting a lot of questions about Cornerstone and Grill, when's the demolition and all that going to start. So as of today, the contractors filed their 10-day notices to the EPA for the abatement. So within the next 2 weeks, we'll see abatement starting at Cornerstone. And then basically, when they're done abating that building, they will go to Grill. And then as soon as they're done with abatement, which is 3 to 4 weeks, we'll start to see demolition actually. So the building will be coming down. So I'm getting a lot of people on the timeline, so I just wanted to put that out there.
Thank you. With that said, Mr. Sams.
That's good.
Thank you.
Mrs. Hagenbusch?
Just say congratulations to the Students of the Month. It's exciting to see that back here again. Get how fun it is.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Webber?
Talk about Ryan feeling old. Caitlin, who's Student of the Month, her mother was in my Girl Scout troop when she was in the first grade. So, yeah, we're second generation going on here. Something I want to talk about was the Feed My Starving Children event that was just phenomenal. So many people are here. It was like Lewis's family was there, Jennifer's family was there, Stephanie's family was there. You know, just a lot of people. And I think it's just a testament to Norton, what a great community we have. And I think that's what people love about Norton, you know. And I was really proud of the fact that it's the first time ever that the Feed My Starving Children group has had a school system and a city work together. So that was a good thing. And then about the levy, I have something to say about there are two things in my mind that have made our country the great country that it is. The one, as we say every time we do the Pledge of Allegiance, to one nation under God. Number two is a free public education to every single kid in this country. And that's in danger right now because our state keeps pulling money from us. That's why we're going for levy. It's not because, it's because we've had state cuts. And it's sad to me that basically our state's trying to kind of destroy that. So we really need to rally around our schools and support them, because they're not going to do it for us. We have to take care of our own kids. And this levy is one way to do that. So that's it.
Mr. Yule?
Students of the Month are great. I say it every time. I said it last meeting. I was looking forward to it starting, and then my son going back to school. So both have happened, and it's exciting stuff. And again, the levy is it's so important. And if we had the magical answer, we wouldn't have to sit here and continue to talk about it. So the more support we can get from parents and community members to, at the very least, get involved and learn about it, as opposed to just assuming. You don't have to participate, but call, ask questions. Mr. Addis is more than willing to field some phone calls, as he said before. So let's hopefully continue to have that happen, and we'll move forward and have a great November and keep this ball rolling. But excited to have the teachers and administrators back and the kids. That's the most exciting thing.
Mr. Knight?
congratulations to the Student of the Month. And plus, I have to agree with Cindy. I like that you said that. I love saying the pledge before every meeting. It just does something. It brings good feelings. So that's neat that you brought that up. I agree totally with you. So that's it.
Mrs. Bennett?
I'd like to congratulate the Students of the Month and thank Amy Thomas for these donations of two Visa cards for $750. I mean, that's fabulous. I don't know her personally, but I think that's great to do that for the district. I just wanted to add to Feed My Starving Children. It was a fabulous experience, but I don't know if people know that there were over 1,300 volunteers doing this over Thursday night, Friday night, and all day Saturday. And a large majority of the students, teachers, administrators from our district, which was fabulous. I also wanted to just mention a little bit more about this model career advising policy. I know sometimes people don't always look at the agenda, don't always look at the attachments, but I think that parents really need to take a look at the attachment to tonight's board agenda. It's attachment A, because it sets forth all the many things that our district does beginning in sixth grade, and I know that some things happened before that, but of preparing our kids and trying to get them ready for whether it's a college education or if it's a job beyond high school. But there's so many things that we do with, you know, Reality Day, college and vocational research, and Ohio Means Jobs and things like that, that it's so important for parents to be engaged, because there's only so much we can do, but it's working together with the district. So I just want to emphasize that to our community, to our parents, to take a look at that. And again, enough cannot be said about the importance of this levy. So we need the support, we need people to help, and of course to vote yes in support of issue 31.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad after the few weeks and months that we've had that you're still here, Mr. Addis. So thank you for sticking around, and for the administrators and everyone. We certainly have had our trials and tribulations, and we're all going to continue to work together, get through this, and be models for our students, and continue that to push and move forward. But what did Ms. Davenport, Mr. and Mrs. Pelucci, what grade is she in?
She's in eighth.
Eighth grade. You know, when I was listening to that, I almost wanted to stand up and give her an applause. I felt that one. I don't know if everybody else in the room felt that one today, but when you see every student and the things that are said and the things that are come through with our teachers, and the, you know, when he stood back there, he didn't want you to take a picture of him. Did you notice that? Mm-hmm. And I know that when he shows up, that he doesn't want to be in the spotlight, and he always just pats me on the, he says, thanks for letting me come tonight. But when she talks about things we can always learn, but when Miss Davenport, when the things that were said, you know, we can all learn from that. So I really appreciate what she had to say and what Mr. and Mrs. Pelucci have taught their granddaughter. So meant a lot. So I appreciate the students and what they have to say and do. So with that being said, thank you for coming. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sands?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Thank you.